Patrick Hurley Trio, but they asked me to refer to them as the Good Times Sextet. So thank you very much. I bet the three more of them will manifest later on. A very warm welcome, everybody, to the 2012 Manchester Children's Book Festival Gala Dinner. It's absolutely marvellous to see you all here. I'm James Graver, I'm one of the directors of the festival. This is Kay Chu, Gilda's director, and there's a third director who we're meeting in another position. This is day 9 of our 11-day 2012 festival, and both Kay and I are very, very glad to be remaining upright by this evening. For the past week we've been out all across the city and at home at Manchester Metropolitan University, where we're based in the Writing School in the Department of English. In total, by the end of the festival, we will have mounted 79 events at 19 venues, with almost 4,000 children taking part in events, activities and projects across Manchester designed to encourage children. But we've also been extremely proud to open doors and allow access to children from disadvantaged backgrounds, people who would not normally encounter an author face-to-face or take part in these kinds of literary and creative events. That's a very, very key part of our mission as a festival and as a university, and Kay will be saying more on that later on. With this being a children's book festival, I'm very pleased to say that tonight's event at the Midland, after 9 days of having my designer suit tugged and things spilt on me, this is an adults-only event. So hopefully there's no censorship. No censorship can be as blue as we like. And we'd like to thank, first and foremost, this evening, the Midland Hotel, our accommodation partner, for putting on this wonderful event for us tonight, and also looking after all our authors so well over the course of the festival. There are two purposes to tonight's gala dinner. I'm going to be able to speak later on. There are two purposes to tonight's gala dinner. Of course, it's to have a great time, and for all of us, including the festival, the very hard-working festival team sitting in the back over there. So if you're not one of those company, we're going to enjoy the wonderful entertainment and, of course, the splendid food. And on that note, I want to say a quick note about who's in the room, so you know who you are joining tonight for dinner. What we enjoyed last time about the gala dinner that we did, and we can admit now that before Kay and I put on last time's gala dinner, we'd never even been to a gala dinner before. We made it up as we went along, it seemed to work really well. And what we'd like is to sort of replicate that very free, that very easy, that very enjoyable atmosphere for the night. So we hope that between courses you'll wander around and meet each other and see who's there. So a quick who's who of who's in the room. We're very pleased to have with us two of our biggest sponsors and supporters for the Children's Book Festival, Kids Unlimited and the Portico Library over here. Without their support, we really could not do what we do. We're also very pleased that we've got lots of poets, table poets in the back up there with Manny Coe, and publishers and people from the literary industries in the room as well. This is underlined in red. There's a group from Loreto College over here somewhere. And we've also got the St. Peter's High School crowd over there. That's the ladies and team. And press and media table, number 8. So watch out for them. They've got cameras, they've got recorders, they've got websites. Watch what you are doing, and as the evening wears on, you may find yourself on the front page of the Manchester Evening News tomorrow. Where's the front page? Page 3. We've both been on before. We've also got strong representation from Manchester Metropolitan University, where the festival is based. We're very pleased to see all of those people here tonight. And of course, our special celebrity guests, appropriate given tonight's guest speaker, the stars of Coronation Street. To meet each other, have a nice drink, have a nice meal. But the second purpose, and most importantly for us, is that this is a charity fundraiser. And we are looking really to try and get some money in for the Manchester Children's Book Festival Schools Programme for our outreach and widening participation work, which will allow us to continue and build on the work that we've been doing through our festival. Kay's going to talk about this in more detail and give some examples of some of the good work that we've been able to do with people's support. You're doing that after dinner. But just to give you a note now, throughout the dinner, in between the courses, we do have a raffle and an auction tonight. You should have a brochure on your table detailing 12 fantastic prizes that we have got tonight. There are two editions to the prize list, two exciting late editions. One is an exclusive bottle of Laureate Sherry, provided by Carol Ann. And the second is a special booby prize. I've donated that personally myself, so some of the people in those imagination will go riot. That might be. So through the dinner, we will be selling raffle tickets. In between the courses, we have some glamorous assistants who will be coming around selling these gold and silver envelopes. There's some great prizes on offer. We'll be selling them for a recommended minimum of £10 each, and we hope you'll buy one. But if you'd like to give us more money, please do feel free to do so. We'll be bringing that through. Our glamorous assistants, so you know who they are Claudia, Bianca, Sophie, Eve, and my personal favourite, Kevin. please, as we go around doing that, please do give generously whatever you can spare. If you've got cash, you can give that to us via the envelopes that are on the table as well. And you can also make pledges to make donations later on if you'd like to do so. We want to make it as easy as possible for you to help us buy our time to donate. Without those donations, we really couldn't do what we do for the children of the city. What else have I got to say? And of course, one of the most important things to say tonight is that none of this will be happening, we would not be here without the vision and the energy and the input of our creative director, poet laureate Caroline Duff. The special guest tonight. Tony Warren, who created Coronation Street. The Manchester Writing School at MMU, and Tony will be delighted to go for an after-dinner speech during coffee at the end of the meal. But for now, it's Caroline. For now, we're absolutely delighted to leave you in the very careful hands of the wonderful Caroline Duffy.
Written recently since I've become poet laureate, and the one I'm most proud of is the one that I wrote for the 50th anniversary of Coronation Street. And it was read on the programme. But when I wrote it thinking of Tony and for him. And I think not only is he one of the greatest writers of the 20th century, but he's also the spirit of our city, the spirit of Manchester. Tony Warren, and thank you, Tony, for coming tonight. I'll read this sonnet, Street. If someone could direct me to a street where I could stand, cobbles beneath my feet, tearful with rain, the shadows of my hopes behind the stained glass windows of a pub, ghosts, I would turn up the colour of my coat, walk, number each small terraced house by heart, birthplace, neighbours, hard man, hussy, harridan, hustler, hero, heroine, threshold, bride and groom as clueless of next year as Christmas Eve, or exit place, a hearse, a roar of local grief. Then I'd retrace my steps, perhaps a baby's cry, sharp as a sudden star nailed to the sky, to stand now in this backstreet bar, nursing a beer, all my griefs, my gifts, and glad I live here.
What did you say?
No idea.